Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Spirit of the Radio, alive and well. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, government shutdown. Yawn. Oh, I know, they want to hype it all up. Government shutdown, everybody's going to die. Or, you know, government shutdown, you have to avoid it, or these things, you know. Democrats are bad. I just.
It's all about health care, Bob. It's health care.
Yeah, well, that's what they try to say. The Democrats want to preserve some health care. They want to preserve health care for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That's what they're fighting for. The same illegal immigrants that they're trying to protect in their sanctuary cities while they attack with their rhetoric, and then people attack ICE. Members of our law enforcement that just have a job to do, and they're trying to do it. And they're doing it well. But they can do it more effectively without so much risk to their lives if these lunatic Democrats, like that J.B. Pritzker governor idiot, he has such a pile of steaming, trash. Since it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. All right, so government shutdown, that's one of your big stories. Another big story here locally, Governor DeSantis was in Gainesville, University of Florida, hanging out there.
Yeah.
And he talked about the academic successes. Yes. State's achievements overall. Yes. Higher education. It's all good.
Nice.
He was at Emerson Alumni Hall, and it was a presser he had at 11 a.m. Crowd mixed with university and state leaders listened to him discuss everything from school rankings and achievements to the state's commitment to keeping tuition costs low. He said, "We're here today for a simple reason. For 10 years in a row, Florida has been ranked number one in public higher education in the United States. Mostly due to all three of Bob Rose's children attending here."
Wow. What an acknowledgement from the governor.
Somehow I have to insert myself in everything. It's a blessing and a curse, mostly a curse for you. Anyway, he's right. U.S. News and World Report. I mean, this university, I've seen it. I've been here 23 years, and I have seen it academically just get better and stronger, and the rankings go up. And I got to tell you, when you can get tuition, average in-state tuition for the University of Florida undergraduate is just a little over $6,000.
Wow.
$6,000. I know, I don't know, to some people maybe that sounds like a lot. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing.
There's a missing digit in that number before the comma.
There's a lot of private high schools that are far more expensive than that.
Yes.
So, and here's the thing. I remember having this debate with somebody who was a state representative, I think at the time, or state senator. It was going back a ways. Uh-huh. Oh, Bob Rose doesn't want to raise tuition. You know, Bob Rose, it makes you know, all this money on the radio. I said, well, it's not just about me. I said, isn't the mission of part of the mission of having the state university system is to try to provide quality education at an affordable price? If the University of Florida is doing exactly that, what do you want to jack up? He wanted to jack up the rates 15% 1 year.
Whoa.
And then keep on going from there. And yes, yeah, I had a stake in that.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter was getting ready, or maybe she was beginning to attend the University of Florida. And I already told all three of my kids that they're going to be Gators. And, you know, when Dad says it, it's, you know,
You're committed. You're committed. Yep.
All three of them did graduate UF. Thank the good Lord. And I think they all got a wonderful education. So if you can get it done, and then you're also like in the top 10 in most areas in the country, and you can do it for $6,000 a year, I'm telling you, that is an incredible value. That is huge. Governor DeSantis said yesterday, I've been a big supporter of the Bright Futures Scholarship Program. See, so you add that to it, and you can get the tuition for even less. Oh, and by the way, some people somehow forget this, mostly lefties. Mm-hmm. It's not a sin or shameful to start at a community college and then transfer to a university like the University of Florida. It's not a sin. Life will be okay. Things will work out. I know. I know it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a thought.
Anyway, but look, we live in a Gator's backyard. Everybody benefits from this. If you're somebody who is in who is a Florida high school student, Florida resident, and you get into the University of Florida, chances are you qualify for Bright Futures. You certainly have a chance if you meet some of the other non-academic criteria, and that gives you 100% tuition or 75% depending on the level that you're doing. Okay, realistically, you get a break. It's not quite that much. You get a break. We also did the when our kids were little, we did the Florida prepaid. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they basically, the tuition was covered. And nice. They were pretty flexible with it, too. Like, there was some left over, and they got to put it toward, like, an advanced degree and things like that. It really was a great program, and it continues to be. Now, I know some people would rather do, I forget what it's called, a 509, but it escapes me. Anyway, there's a more general education-related type investment you can do. If you're not sure that your kids are going to go to, like, a Florida school, mm-hmm. then you might want to look into that. But for most of us, especially the income level we were back then, we were just happy to have something like, this is our backstop, so there's no excuse. Our kids can hopefully go. And so it worked. But the thing is, get started with that earlier the better. Earlier the better. Governor DeSantis said, even if a resident ends up having to pay some tuition costs, it's manageable. He's right. He's right. And he said right now, 70% of undergraduates in Florida are loan-free. That's huge.
That is. That's a big deal.
Wow. I'd put that number up against anybody, anywhere. That's fantastic. And remember, it's a great school. And not to diminish, you know, the other excellent schools we have, Florida State, Florida International University. You got UCF, you got USF, you got Florida A&M. I mean, we've got some good schools in this state. We really do. But we are blessed at the University of Florida. And the governor really touting a lot of that when he gave his press conference. So we'll dig into some more things that the governor had to say. Also, you need a status on Imelda. Imelda, where is she going? She is really close to becoming a hurricane. Yep. Very, very close. Details on that. And a whole lot more. It's all coming your way. And don't forget, We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday? Yeah, baby, it's rolling. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I mentioned it's 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Planning ahead. I already have something going on for you. Sunday, perhaps the men, if they're not too toxic in their masculinity, or maybe they are, we're going to be watching football. But for the ladies, we've got something special for you. Treat yourself. Fall fundraiser. This benefits the Ronald McDonald House. You know we're the official radio sponsor. So this is Club Synergy's fifth annual Treat Yourself fall fundraiser event. And it's coming up this Sunday, and it's going to be at Sweetwater Branch Inn. What a beautiful location. Oh, and Greg, have you actually ever made it out there
to one
of these events?
I usually get wrangled into like emceeing the silent auction or stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a possible family connection where he helps out. Uh-huh. But this is for the Ronald McDonald House. It is a great cause. And, I mean, the value of what you get. Doesn't everybody get like a facial or something?
Yeah, that you get signed up for that, and that's all part of your ticket price.
That's huge. So that in itself, let's see, the best way, what's the best way for people to get any more information on it, or should I just tell them where to go?
TreatYourselfEvent.com.
All right.
TreatYourselfEvent.com.
And that is this Sunday, because this Sunday we're in a new month. It's called Rocktober.
Well, you're having a flashback there, aren't you?
Yeah, Rocktober, and that goes right into Rovember. But Sunday, October 5th, from 3 to 6. See, your man is useless during those times.
Uh-huh.
Go have fun. Enjoy yourself. And that's why they call it treat yourself. But if your husband pays for it, see?
Smart man.
Yeah, truly smart is a treat man. Then. And no, it's a great value, and it's for an excellent cause. So for more information, go to treatyourselfevent.com.
And if you've never been to Sweetwater Branch Inn in general, oh man, beautiful.
And honestly, I have not, and you have said like wonderful things.
Well, it's like the house is like on the historic, I mean, it's all Airbnb made up of several homes, but they're from like the late 1880s, 1890s kind of thing. Beautiful, man. Landscaped garden, that kind of thing. It's gorgeous.
I don't know why I haven't been by.
Yeah.
Well, one of these sometime. Days. Oh, this story, you may have heard it before. I don't know. It just broke fairly recently. But I just couldn't believe it when I heard some of the details. This is about the superintendent.
Oh,
a superintendent.
Yes.
I mean, that's a pretty big job. even if the school, whatever the school system is, even if it's small, if you've made it to superintendent, that's a great job, honestly. Well, they found that this guy was an illegal alien.
Whoops.
And I mean, that is just a very scratching the surface. And I won't go on too far, but let's just say it's crazy that this guy would even be in the United States after all the times that he should have been caught. Yep. Here's the deal. Ian Roberts was arrested by ICE, which says he is in the country illegally from Guyana. It was not legally permitted to work in the U.S. and had a final order of removal from a judge last May. Incredible. An illegal alien with a deportation order managed to become the superintendent of schools for Des Moines. Iowa.
Why just blend right in there?
Earning more than $300,000 a year.
What? Background check, anyone? Hello?
Well, come on. You know, you don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. You don't need to look in his background.
For a school superintendent?
He's an immigrant and a man of color. He's come to this country for opportunity.
I know our country was founded by immigrants. I know. I've heard that.
Ian Roberts, head of Des Moines Public Schools, was arrested by immigration authorities on Friday after a brief chase.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Authorities, they'd stopped him. They wanted to check identification and stuff like that. He ran, at least initially, and that was a big mistake. Oh, did I also mention that when they did pull him out of his car, he had a handgun found in the vehicle. So if you're here illegally in the possession of a handgun,
with some criminal history, apparently.
Isn't that like a felony? Holding a felony?
Again, I say background check, anybody? Hello? Come on. Really?
He should have never been anywhere around Iowa kids in the first place, according to one of the lawmakers from Iowa, Ashley Hinson, a Republican. Others strongly disagreed with his arrest. Some disagreed. Yeah.
But, you know, they
protested it.
Are we really shocked? Seriously. And I can guarantee you what party they're part of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and they only cover so much in this article, but I just happen to know that this guy has three critical pieces of information with his date of birth on him. Here's the problem.
Okay.
All three date of births are different. All three are different.
And nobody noticed.
Oh, this guy claimed he had military service and law enforcement background. Not true. Everything about this guy, and I mean everything, is a complete and utter lie. I can tell you, the only good thing about this is I'm working on the script right now because this will be a heck of a movie.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Un-stinking real.
Yeah. 300 grand a year, man.
Wow.
And had none of the background.
Hey, but look at it this way. If he's, you know, looking for work, there's always Alachua County School Board.
Well, there you go.
He'll fit right in.
You know, with all the dumb things he's done,
yeah.
I doubt that he said anything as dumb as some of our so-called school board leaders.
Just saying.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's give him a call. 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got plenty more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Oh, happy, happy day, my friends. Welcome to it. It's 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And some of your top stories, government shutdown looming. Will they get a deal done? Or right before the clock strikes midnight, everything
really?
Could become unplugged.
If only. I know.
All right. Trump and his peace plan, 20-point peace plan, take it or leave it, Hamas. Doesn't really matter to me, honestly, one way or another. Like to see the hostages, if there's any left, they're alive, and who really knows. That would be nice to get them returned. But Hamas, look, the leaders of Hamas, you talk about this whole, like, attack, you know, that the Israeli forces, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the leaders aren't even in country. They're nowhere near Gaza. Nowhere near it.
No.
So they've been sitting back for the last couple of years. They get their feet up. They're eating well. They're sleeping well every night.
Yep.
And that is sick. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to get those. And they did make the attempt.
Yes, they did.
That's why they...
But if anybody thinks they care about the Palestinian people,
no way.
They don't care. No. They're in it for themselves.
It's basically how they make their money. Create strife and go, well, we're the leader of the resistance kind of thing. It's all fake.
And then they steal all the food and all the stuff that comes in.
Absolutely. So. Yep. So very frustrating there. But with Trump involved, maybe something good can happen. You have to at least have a little bit of hope, but you have to be realistic as well. Governor DeSantis was in town, Gainesville specifically, yesterday at the University of Florida, just touting what a great university UF is and what great deal it is financially. And also, but he talked about other state schools, and we rank high everywhere. I mean, we're just... things are going very, very well in that area, I think, anyway. But I do want to give you an update from our friends at Radiant Credit Union. Let's see what we got here. Here, where's Noah? Who built the ark? Yeah. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I always go to Noah for my information. And you've got Tropical Storm Imelda. 70-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
Oof.
Very, 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 very close to being a hurricane, which all the experts say will happen later on today, and it probably will. Now, here's the deal. It's moving northeast at 7 miles per hour, and then it is that's good because it was heading north, remember? Now it's going northeast, and I believe it will continue going northeast and basically away from the eastern coastline of the United States. And that's a good thing.
We'll take that.
And, they're getting some erosion on our east coast of Florida. That started happening, I guess, earlier yesterday. And they'll probably get a little bit more. But now it's going away. And that's a very good thing. So thanks to our friends, Radiant Credit Union, keeping you up to date with Imelda. 70-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Yep. She will be a hurricane probably within, well, I don't know, noon today. I don't know if I want to narrow it down that far.
She's acting up.
Hey, have you gotten your Jeep dirty yet, Greg? And be honest.
Well, what do you mean dirty? I mean, it needs...
I mean, going through at least mud puddles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Jeeptoberfest is coming up. So you see, you have Rocktober.
Yeah.
Then you also have... Jeeptober
Fest. I see how that works.
Okay, and then there's Biketoberfest.
Yes.
But we're going to focus on the Jeeps right now.
Okay.
This is the Southeast's longest-running three-day Jeep-exclusive event. All the proceeds donated will go to local charities, and this is Friday, October 10th. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll have different courses for you, four levels of obstacle courses, a mud pit, and everybody's invited. And it's I attended a couple of years ago. Maybe it was might have been the first one that I went to, and I thought it was really well done. So now they're in their fourth year.
Nice.
They probably really, really have it going on. So you might want to put that on your calendar. Okay,
yeah.
That kicks off Friday, October the 10th. All right. What else do we have going on?
Yes. Uh oh.
Can we take a little ride in the time machine?
Are we going way back or are we going ahead?
We're actually going to go back so that we can reference what's going on today and think about people who lived like in the 1940s and 50s and 60s.
Okay.
Or even 70s. Okay, let's go back in the time machine. Hey, everybody. Do you hear they're going to put this thing together where the American Football League is going to play the National Football League? They're going to combine them. They're going to have what they call a Super Bowl. Woo!
Wow, that sounds huge.
What a great idea.
Love it.
And they'll make it bigger every year, and they'll start to add like big time entertainment at halftime.
Wow, that
and
sounds.
And eventually, it'll get to a place where a rapper who hates America dresses up like a bunny rabbit will take the stage and get paid a lot of money to do it. See my reference? That's time travel. Uh-huh. Now bring those people that, you know, grew up in that era, and say, yeah, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is the name of the act that's going to perform at the NFL, at the Super Bowl, the halftime Super Bowl. Okay. How far out of their way do they have to go to, like, find something different, weird, odd? There's no way. We have to look at demographically, like, you know, who watches it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the Super Bowl is so different because it's such an event that maybe all the other numbers in terms of watching football on a regular basis, maybe they just toss that out the window because it doesn't apply for the Super Bowl. I mean, it's possible, but, I mean, what about just, like, I don't know, what about country music's huge right now? When's the last time they had, like, a country music star?
I'm thinking Jay-Z, whose company is kind of responsible for putting these together, might not be a country fan. He might not consider that cultural, you know, significance right now.
Well, I...
But Bad Bunny will have a broad appeal to
Jay-Z
football fans.
Jay-Z is an extremely successful businessman and artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's got to know it's not about his own personal taste, I would hope.
He's getting paid big bucks to help make these decisions.
It's a joke. Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So we're going to have furries and fuzzies and bunnies and
all
that?
Well, look him up if you're not familiar with him. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, nor do I intend to be.
Well, there's a picture of him at a dress going viral right now because of the announcement. So,
wow, isn't that exciting?
Take that for what it's worth.
Wow.
No, he's not a Trump fan either, by the way.
So. Now I really don't like
him.
And
he doesn't like ice. No.
All right.
Drinks warm water.
All right. We'll shred him further.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All right. It is 646. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I mentioned this earlier, the halftime entertainment. I think I know one of his songs. Bad to the bunny. Bad to the bunny. Bad bunny.
Or you could.
Spank that little rabbit.
Wow.
You silly rabbit.
Or you could be making it up.
Possibly. You silly rabbit.
There's a chance.
I'm sorry. It just cracks me up.
Oh, I know.
In case you're just tuning in, welcome.
Yes.
It's 6:52. But, yeah, they announced halftime entertainment. And Jay-Z Productions, they're the head of this.
Yeah.
They get paid money to decide, I guess, who the entertainment is going to be. And basically, they suck at that, to be honest
pretty
with
much,
you.
Yeah.
And so I hear this thing, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
And I'm going, and honestly, I'm picturing a guy in a bunny suit, and I'm talking about this, and then we go to break, and Greg goes, Bob, just so you know, like, he doesn't really wear, like, a bunny suit. And I just started laughing. So I'm like, well, I have no idea, but for some reason, that's what I thought of in my head.
Yeah.
Yep. He's like a rapper, artist, Puerto Rican rapper, singer. He's dubbed the king of Latin trap.
Yeah.
That's kind of his deal. And what does he do some Spanglish in there? Greg's going, no, I'm not the expert. I just know he doesn't wear a bunny suit.
Well, and he said before, because, you know, the quote's been out there for a while, he's not even going to perform in the U.S. He does not like Trump. He doesn't like what ICE is doing. He doesn't like our politics. But I guess if you write a check big enough, you know, a guy can get over his principles.
But Jay-Z, I mean, he's smarter than that. Why does he do that?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh, but wait. Okay, so maybe I was off about the bunny suit.
Yeah.
Would you rather see him, like, in a miniskirt?
No, not really.
Well, that's apparently the photo that's going around. Miniskirt, high heels. Maybe that's why they picked him. They want some gender bending, whatever, to entertain. To, once again, what do they want to do? Normalize the stuff that just a few years ago we'd scratch our head and go, nah, I don't think so. Or we'd watch an episode of MASH and Klinger trying to get out of service by wearing a dress because that was a Section 8, means you're a little cuckoo. Okay. We've come a long way.
It's not a good way.
Act a little cuckoo, dress a little cuckoo. Before you know it, you're going to be playing in front of 100 million football fans around the world.
You know, and not to be a separatist or anything, but, you know, it's football, Americana, you know. Why do we have to import somebody? Aren't we trying to deport people? Just saying.
Well, half the country maybe and half the country
well,
not.
Well, there's that.
But I get it. Look, they've been trying to make inroads. They're also trying to make inroads, the NFL is, into Europe. You know, they've played several games over there. They played in Ireland. I mean, and I mentioned, hey, what about, you know, U2? I like to see that. I've seen them in concert. They're very, very good. Greg did not like, he poo-pooed that.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Bono.
It's
like,
way too lefty for
Well, where are we going to find an artist that's... You know, and I mentioned country music. If you don't go country and you don't go with U2, give me something else.
Even country is a little difficult because you'd be amazed in Nashville how lefty a lot of folks in Nashville are.
Yeah.
So
you got a point there.
It's really sad.
Why can't we just, you know, take over Canadian football? Why can't you have somebody like Anne Murray out there singing?
Well, you could. It'd be a whole lot mellower than Bad Bunny. Probably.
Have you ever been mellow?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be Australia.
Yeah, I'd be Olivia Newton-John, yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we need some broads. We need broads out there entertaining. Bring on the broads.
Can you tell that somebody who shall remain nameless on the Bob Rose show has a short week?
Oh, yeah. I tried not to make it too obvious.
I think it's sneaking through.
Is it bleeding through a little bit there?
It's flowing, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, somebody a little more neutral. Do we have to go so extreme either way? I mean, come on.
Why don't they, you know, put together between the guys in Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and put them together.
There you go. You can do that.
And would that be awesome? Even though, you know, they're from the British Isles.
I think there's a lot of options that would be better than Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Aerosmith? Are they still around?
He's having the throat issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. One.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.